Think about your day for a second. How many decisions have you had to make before you started listening to this podcast? Are you someone who plans your decisions, or do you make them up as you go? In fact, listening to this podcast was a decision in itself, and I'd say it's a pretty good one. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes life feels like this never-ending task list. You cross one thing off, and in 10 seconds, 11 more things get added. Decision after decision after decision. Well, here at Street Level, we found that many people were worried and planning their futures, especially in these totally precedented times. From college, to job hunting, to money, to housing, the list goes on and on. Hey everyone, it's Tykira, creative editor right here at Mountain Sauce. And we invited four multimedia journalists to create podcasts in response to this season's theme, Growing Up. Let's hear Uriel reflect on maturity and growing up. Here is Maturity in the Mirror.
I was living life in that moment, more so focusing on my backup plan than focusing on my real plan. Because in my mind, everything was going to go, you know, to the trash. And so I felt like there was a sort of hopelessness whenever I was in that situation where I was the most immature in my life.
Maturity is something that we all still have to conquer. Our mental maturity is responsible for the decisions and goals we have set for ourselves. In its technical terms, the concept of being mature is something or someone who is fully developed. According to the media journalist Marlon Montanez, maturity improves the ability to make good decisions, which comes with more stability in your life. So how important is maturing?
I remember that one time in college, I would always skip class, right? And so that always gave me a negative result in my life. And so time passed, and then the following semester, I remember I did the same thing, right? And the result of me skipping class was my professor kicking me out of that class. And why was it immaturity? It was immaturity because I had already failed in the same environment once, and I didn't learn from it because obviously I did it again.
Daniel, age 24, recalls being in a point of his life where he believes he lacked maturity. He skipped class, and with that came a lack of motivation and goals.
There was a point in my life where I was given to a lot of like lawlessness, of disorder, right? So I was very like, no, it doesn't matter, like, you know, just like, you know, going out, doing street things, I guess, having that mentality of wanting to do the same thing as like the people around me.
Science Direct suggests that brain maturation allows further development of cognitive abilities, including reasoning and abstract thinking, along with self-regulation and the ability to foresee consequences of our behaviors. In simple terms, when the brain matures, it allows us to develop a new way of thinking that is more responsible. However, how does this come to be? According to psychology professor David Guyton, there is no set age where you can develop maturity.
There's not a real number it comes with. You know, when do we become mature? I know some very mature 10-year-olds. I know some very immature 60-year-olds. Spectrum of development, there's no real point where it happens.
Environment plays a huge role in the way we develop. If we are in an environment where constant acts of irresponsibility occur, it will eventually rub off on us. This is due to our brain's ability to pick up cues in our daily life and implement it in our lives, Psychology Today suggests.
It's also a family. It's taught. I mean, it's learned. It's an environmental thing almost exclusively. I don't think there's a biological element to it to where you're born mature, you know. It's in your upbringing. It's in your environment. You're surrounded by appropriate and responsible behavior, then you're going to pick it up.
20-year-old Brian believes his environment influenced the decisions and lack of maturity he had.
When I was 16 and stuff, I used to hang out with a lot of gangbangers, people who just kind of didn't care about the future. These guys were just, they were so uninspired by trying to get goals. And like with that type of environment, I just kind of grew to be one of them. After I had, you know, changed my friend group up a little, I kind of had achievements that I was proud of. I just felt more inspired after I had changed.
Environments are not the only thing that contributes to our maturing. Traumatic experiences or difficult situations also result in mental growth. According to Science Daily, DNA from people who suffer from major depression is biologically older than that of a healthy person by 8 months. suggesting that they are biologically older than corresponding calendar age. In simpler terms, going through tough situations allows our psychological state to grow.
The maturity comes from within, and that is experiences that affect us personally. All right, deaths, a lot of things can raise your level of maturity if you choose to.
According to Guyton, maturing is willing to accept the change and evolve into a new and responsible being. You can never truly reach a sense of self-growth if the self-will is not present.
I had gone through all those mistakes, all those failures, and I was like, okay, I have to turn my life around. And so I did. I started doing more productive things. I started reading more. I started walking more and giving myself time for meditation to try to see where I go wrong, where I went well right.
Daniel recalls taking a decision to change his life for the better. After going through many self-battles, he believes it shaped him and made him the person he is today.
Well, back in the day, I hadn't gone through the same battles that I did within the past 5 months. And so I would look at the world differently because of these battles that I didn't really face. And so I grew a lot from before and now because I've had a significant amount of tough battles that I had to endure. And so that whole storm kind of molded me into the person, into my mentality that I have now.
Being able to set productive goals for yourself is one of the biggest components of being mature. Like Guyton said,
strongly mature and psychologically mature person is going to typically be a professional person. But sure, they're going to have higher goals and firm goals, and they're going to go after them and meet them.
It is safe to say that we'll never truly know when we have stopped maturing. We will continue to grow mentally after every battle we face. I feel like maturing first starts off with our inner self. We need to have the will to take initiative and change into a more grown person. After all, our mental development is a component responsible for every aspect in our life.
To follow the next story in the series, go to mildsauce.org. Mild Sauce is affiliated with Street Level Youth Media, and Street Level is a program of Urban Gateways.